Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gil G, will be joining us very shortly.
More likely at the Raw. Maybe a few minutes at the Raw, whatever you want to call it. Give me 1 second. I'm going to upload a couple new tracks to the soundboard by a new artist. Dude that actually brought to my attention last night. I didn't even know he existed until last night. But, he's an artist by the name of Beast Mode. He's actually pretty fucking dope. from what I've been hearing so far of them. Let's see. Yeah, I downloaded like maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tracks by them. Try to get them all uploaded. Let's see. I don't know if anybody else up in the room has heard of Beast Mode. I'm still going to find them up on Facebook again. Beast Mode, here we go. but you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to give you guys a track. Well, the track we already have up on the Soundwood biome. Well, this might help you remember who he is. They're, Buzzkill. We'll find out. If not, well, then, it'll be your first time listening to him. There we go, Beast Mode, Criminal Minded.
Criminal Minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. Criminal Minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. Criminal Minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, looking for a style like mine.
Demonic possessions and burning new lessons, erotic confessions and bloody concessions. The smiths and the wizards, the bitches are dressed in every direction. The evil is catching, Freddy and Jason and Michael some Myers. Hatchet machetes and that's some fires. Call me a liar, fantasy dies. The axe man made me a bunch of retired. More like nightmare, he's spared, too scared. Electric chair, wherever you go, I'm like your buddy, I'll be there. I'm giving dirt naps to the first ones I see. I'm checking at your college map, I find out where you be. My mafia be violent, I got the homies by me gun. You get the new light when the soldiers get done. Real headhunters like the kind you find in Africa. Like four brothers getting gunned down one by one. Meet you in the middle, no one officially calls us a game. It's the crime of the century, wrestling up fury, I'm passion, you're breaking. So now I just see that how late today, hear me just scary, the buried, it really don't matter. Choose to be shattered, murder be splattered, cages are rattled. It's time to get battered, this one boy is saddled, they're ready for battle.
Women don't mind it, you blinded, looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. Criminal minded, you've been blinded, looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. Criminal minded, you've been blinded, looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. Criminal minded, you've been blinded, looking for a style like mine, looking for a style like mine.
Fish of additional purses, animal ladies, I'm taking a person, I hate you with curses, the rituals hurt you, speak, my boy, I'm gonna convert you. You know I'm the realest, I'm gonna thrill. For the scrilly, you know I'm a villain. I'm making my business, keeping your bitches, saving the ones that elite the riches. Start chain reactions out of town. On the Buddha Beast Mode, that white rapper got that same loose crew of doers. If you ain't learned your lesson, you're bad, I guess they won't see ya. Cause I bury your ass, so DJ won't invite you to Korea. I can call my dirty gun, I really don't wanna. I'd rather do it myself and be one up in numbers. And that's the name of the game, I guess stress got to ya. Cause when you said to my family, they found your ass detouring. Guns will be busted and bitches is busted and you can be blunted. Still be my cousin, the dirty, the dozen. Yeah, it's a bust and you're feeling the scuzz of satanic corruption. The roof of the scuzz of the dark, it's a whore. No one's a figure, though, but you'll be going 365 violent boys surrounding your home. But where you be going?
Next up,
Blade
Dead Homie, Tom Dome.
Well, hell yeah, I'm a motherfucking juggler, motherfucker. motherfucker. I'm a motherfucking chugger, lucker, motherfucker.
Don't mean mugs, but like me, some of them killers ain't nothing but straight up street thugs. And bust a cap, the product I always wait, life is short, like the tick of a clock. So we'll dance on the drum, can't dance, play stuff, let us all say. If you feel they come at you the wrong way, come at some of the bullets right. I kill them haters, so won't we love for existence. It's all I have, and all my time is invested in this.
Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Every day I wake up, I take the risk of being killed.
Every time I sleep, though, I might suffocate up in my pillow.
But there's haters in the woodwork, jealous of my success. Mad cause I help make scrubness kinda fresh. And the love we get is so much stronger than the hatred for us. It's strictly family love waiting at them backstage doors. Our people are like an underground mafia network of ninjas. From cactus juice cocktails at campfires in the Carolinas to the wet streets of London out behind a titty bar, getting high with some juggalos in a fucking funny ass looking car. This shit cannot be removed, these times are forever scored. You hate me, it's cause you're mopping floors while I'm rocking tours. Quit crying.
Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
I was running with my hatchet down a beach in Orlando. Some juggalos cooking shrimp in they sandals.
I was running with a hatchet on the shores of Seattle. Juggalos bumping DL, making the floor rattle.
I was deep in the Smoky Mountains and ran out of gas. Some juggalos came through, even gave me two blunts out his ass.
I was hanging out in Worcester, chilling at the bar. Had too much to drink, a lad drove me to the car.
The road is my home, sometimes it feels that way. Rolling on a tour bus for months and weeks, I can't complain. They show me love in every state like one of the greats. It's my time, been on the scene putting it down since 99. I hope you understand I do this for you when you're mad. To ride, to bump, to smoke, to come, to drink your fill and pick you up a lead. If you want you, it's all love.
Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
Riding through AC, stopped in Tempe. Met a juggalo with Captain, now to the county.
Passing through the town of Chicago, I hit the dark streets. Listen at the darkest hour, here I'm bumping RV.
Out in New York City, they be running with a hatchet. Seen a juggalo rolling blunts, you know I had to match it.
High up in the Colorado mountains, up the river, with five blacks naked, all fucking and cooking dinners.
Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same. Zip code time zones, every other day a different state, but the juggalo love remains the same.
And we are back, you motherfuckers. Now, I don't know about you, but the ending of Raw was kind of gay. Hmm. mainly because you had Cena and Reigns in the ring trying to hold each other's hands like a bunch of fucking faggots. What the fuck was that bullshit? You know, they just need to bring Brutus Clay, and Brutus Clay just needs to.
We're gonna wrap it up! Wrap it up! We're gonna wrap it up!
Come on!
Cause we're gonna wrap it up! Say wrap it up!
Juggalo sound.
chop shop.
Throw your edges up, move them up and down. Juggle, let's move ass and sit around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo sound. Throw your edges up, move them up and down. Juggle, let's move ass and sit around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo sound. Throw your edges up, move them up and down. Juggle, let's move ass and sit around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo sound. Throw your edges up, move them up and down. Juggle, let's move ass and sit around. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo sound. This is what they want, let the shit bump. This is what they want, the juggalo sound. This is what they want, let the shit bump.
Ah, motherfuckers, up next. This is Hell Yeah. Sangre for sangre. Blood for blood.
Sangre for sangre. Blood for blood. Sangre for sangre. Blood for blood. We'll be right back.
And we got Kim here, who's been having technical difficulties with her Skype for some odd reason.
It wasn't my Skype, it was y'all's website.
Well, we didn't
Kevin's
do it.
Block Talk Radio, that's what
it was. Well, Block Talk's always been slow. So that's something new.
It's being a douchebag.
Yes, because apparently Angel thinks we're talking about him. Because so apparently now he's an it. Let's see, I'm going to upload a track to the soundboard. Let's see, look at this, shit to download properly, and pretty fast. I guess in the meantime, we'll go with, something old school. are back. And Angel, man, I'm about to start watching something very old fucking school, man.
And I mean very old school. 1987 old school.
Definitely, definitely before Kimberly's time. Well, yeah, because Angel's not called in. He's up in a room, probably dealing with the JFC.
We're watching the Puppet Master.
Well, I'm about to watch something a hell of a lot better than Puppet Master. And here's a hint. And we're back. Now, why the fuck was that echoing for?
Not me.
Oh, well, fuck it. Like I said, I'm watching the entire fucking series of the original Turtles. And I'm fucking glad. Now, it's been a while since I've seen this shit, but I've got all 23 DVDs. Yep, Angel, either A, Angel's watching Puppet Master, B, he's dealing with JFC, or C, he's making food.
Beans and rice.
Yeah, and probably a taco to go with it. Now, let's see. Man, for a 1987 fucking cartoon, April O'Neil looks sexy as fuck. Oh wow, he's actually eating something fucking American.
Come on, I know, right? Nothing's gonna happen here.
Let's see here. Maybe we'll play some 11th Hour. We get up to him. There we go, one eye gone.
Bring you down, gonna put your lights on before you hit the ground. I said I'm gonna take you down. I'm a coming straight at you, never heard the sound. Like a freight train taking down the mainframe. Bombs and grenades, come and beat you with your own game. Deadly, straight up, knock you down. You'll be lucky if you make it for a second round. I said I'm
gonna put your lights out before you hit the ground. I said, I'm gonna make you bleed, gonna bring it down on you with strength and speed. Like a bullet with the power of a hand grenade, falling age, still pain point, watch you run away. I'm gonna bring you down, gonna put your lights out before you hit the ground. Introduce you to your own. Gonna put your lights out before you hit the ground. I said, I'm gonna take you out. I'm a commissary, that should be what I'm all about. Like a suicide, taking on a wild ride. When they're closing the door, there ain't nowhere to run. Away to hide, screaming, torture, feel the pain. I will beat you and defeat you for my personal gain. I said, I'm gonna bring you down. Gonna put your lights out before you hit the ground. I said, I'm gonna make you see that no matter what they say, that you're not better than me. Like a bullet with the power of a hand grenade, evolving me to feel pain and point, watch you run away. I'm gonna bring you down.
It's a shock that you're having hamburgers and not rice and beans or pasta.
I know, right?
Like, holy shit, you went completely American on us. Eh, and something new every day. It's not like today. I had sushi.
I didn't have nothing.
Like I said, I had sushi. It was good. Now I want pizza. Let's see, what should we play next for motherfuckers? I see ICP, Dead Pumpkin.
Jay, do you have a Halloween story for the class?
Yeah. There was this boy, and he lived in his house, and he went to bed one day, and then when he woke up, he was buried up to his head in the dirt, and he couldn't move. And this man came walking along, but instead of the man helping him out, the man just started kicking him in his face, over and over, and then he got the lawnmower, and then he...
Good thing, don't ever teach,
What's going on, Ghetto?
You realize who he is?
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Really? Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Yes.
I think we would suffice with just, you know, the first two whoop whoops. This isn't all Juggalo's chat. We don't need to whoop whoop to everything.
That gotta be the first words coming out of your Juggalo mouth.
No. The first thing to come out of a Juggalo's mouth should be pizza power, motherfucker.
No, that would be a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, exactly, which is exactly what I'm watching.
Yeah, that's what every radio host should be doing, watching TV while hosting a radio show.
Well, I mean, it's just me, you, Kim, and Angel up in the room.
All right, so me and you, okay.
And Angel says, the first word the Juggalo should say is, yo, 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 yo.
Hey.
No, that should be the word after the word you said previously, okay?
No,
that's when you say, yo.
It should be, whoop, whoop, ninja.
It should be, whoop, whoop, ninja, yo.
Exactly. Don't put no yo in it.
Exactly. We're getting yo with it, yo.
How do you get yo with it, exactly?
I don't know. Coming, ask her.
I just did.
What?
Really?
What?
take two. How do you get yo with it, yo?
I don't know. I just started. Yo.
Yeah, see that, yo. She don't know, yo.
It reminds me of this other girl that says dude after everything.
I say dude sometimes.
No. She says dude as much as you say yo.
That's a scary sight right there.
And then whenever I said it back to her, she didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, when we, you kind of, you know, kind of like when you make fun of somebody that says bro a lot, and you say it back to them, they have no clue what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, or they tell me that they're not a bro because they're female or some shit like that.
Right.
But it's usually a female saying it though. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wait, what month was y'all born?
Why?
Because I'm trying to see what god are you.
You said what god am I? I'm like,
yeah.
A wrestling god.
No, like...
Yeah,
month?
He's JBL.
What month was your
born? January.
January, you're god of war.
That's right, I am.
I'm October.
What about you? You're October? You're the same thing as me, god of sex.
God of sex? Anybody you want to debate that?
February is god of peace. March is god of goodness. April is god of fools. May, god of stupid. June, god of love. July, god of nothing. August, god of hurt. September, god of law. October, god of sex. November, god of hotness. December, god of privacy.
Wait,
only a few of those were good.
wait. What was May?
May is god of stupid.
Well, Angel, you're god of stupid. Because you were born in May.
He definitely fits that title.
Yeah, so is James McCarver.
He said F you.
Oh yeah? Well, AAU.
But yeah, there we go. Jen McCarver is trying to dictate what people can and can't say.
Oh, great.
What?
38 minutes ago, he goes, in an effort to improve the quality of this page, all
good
posts
luck.
will now be approved before they are publicly viewed, at least until I change my mind.
What is this?
36,000 people and too many people just do not get what fam is. Racists, drama queens, keyboard cowards, and dumbasses can stay silent for a while and let us rep the good side of the family again. Post away, and if you are not bring the fam down, your post will be approved.
So what's this going to be? All selfies. That's all it's going to be.
Yep.
What was that on?
All emo chat.
You gotta love the internet. The internet's always trying to tell us what to do.
Yeah. Trying to say what we can and can't say.
What you can say, what you can't say, what you should tune into, what should be coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, this is going to be a fun fucking page to be on.
It's
going to
be fun, yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be all selfies.
You're going to have all that bullshit on there. This is a step in the right direction.
I guess.
You guess?
Hey, look, the God of Stupid has just called in. What's going on, Angel?
Go fuck yourself. That's what's going on.
That's not very nice. Is that how you talk to every radio host?
Hell, man.
What's there? Are you fucking serious? You ain't that fucking kicking, though, having to talk about what James was doing.
Yep.
No, one thing. One time I met in a group like that was it a 100-page group? I was about to say, hell no, I ain't dealing with that shit, having a page on lockdown. Where the fuck you're spreading my speech?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's something I would. That's the only time I do that. There's Okay, I'm telling you straight up. We only do that every now and then. If the page goes out of control, we put the page on lockdown. That's every now and then. And we haven't done that in about like 6 months.
Oh, so it takes to say there's a group I'm going to leave for and never come back to.
Which one?
All emo chat, motherfucker.
JFC, of course.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I do not feel like being in a whole group full of nothing but selfies. Even though that's what he is. But now it's going to be a hell of a lot more. Goodbye, niggas.
Now you can just join another group full of selfies.
Yeah, I'll join the fucking selfie group.
There probably is like 50 of those.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the only selfie page I like is the nude selfie with all the hot chicks.
Really? Really? The porn page that he's on. It's the only page he likes full of selfies.
Exactly.
So what
have
you guys been up to lately? I don't know.
What?
How's work?
I didn't work today.
Oh.
I've been off.
And I saw Transformers.
I did too.
I gotta go, yo.
Where are you going, yo?
Did you leave it already? Yo.
I gotta
come on, yo.
I get it. Yeah.
Let her finish.
No, I gotta go out and go do something quick. Angel, don't start with me.
All right,
what,
go have fun.
Hey, go have fun. Hey, go have fun with your GTA.
No, that's not it.
Bring me back something special.
Yeah, okay.
Bring me back some cow tongue.
I gotta go somewhere.
Will you just go have sex already and leave? Go.
What?
Hang up the phone.
Fuck?
Hang up.
What?
Hang up your phone.
Hang up your computer. Whatever you need to do.
I am. Whoop whoop, yo.
Whoop whoop,
yo.
Yo,
yo.
Whoop whoop. Two scoops to the whoops. And yo, yo, yo.
No, don't even start that. I will punch you.
Okay.
I swear, if somebody starts saying that, I'm coming to you.
What, you mean the two scoops of the whoop crap? I never got into that shit.
No, two scoops of, what'd you say, yo-yo, or whatever the fuck you just said, that whole thing.
Nah.
I
wouldn't even go that far.
Yeah, seriously, if somebody starts saying that shit, both me and Gil are going to come punch you in the fucking face.
We're coming to you. Live at 11.
Let's go check out this new artist that Sinister decided to post in our Google Rider Radio group.
Oh, somebody's still posting music, huh? Who would have thought?
Yeah. But, you know, it's all good. It's Sinister. And, you know, he normally has some good artists that he promotes.
I'm just saying, nobody promotes anything in there.
Let's see what this shit sounds like. Oh, look, it's Michael Myers on guitar.
What the fuck?
Fucking dope though. I mean, can't probably hear, probably can't really hear it all that well over the phone, so I'm gonna upload it to the soundboard.
Lovely.
Yeah, Godzilla's being uploaded to the soundboard.
Godzilla.
Huh?
Should
we?
Not Godzilla. Gutzilla.
Okay.
I see that before getting angels was like, okay, we'll listen to it all.
Oh, Angel.
You upload this, close on my fucking iTunes. Doesn't need to be opening every single fucking second line from the finishes downloading.
I think you should play Fuck the Radio, though.
Yeah, is that on the soundboard?
I don't know. You're the DJ.
Alright, we'll just... Wait. Is there anyone that does the track Fuck the Radio?
Ross over here. I hope he don't come back. I'm gonna be sorry as a motherfucker.
Yo, who will come back?
LeBron.
You're being raped by LeBron James?
No, LeBron's supposed to be coming back to Ohio.
Why the fuck does that matter to you? You're in fucking Puerto Rico.
Owned.
I hope LeBron doesn't come out to Ohio even though I'm in fucking Puerto Rico.
I sure hope he goes to Puerto Rico.
Man, if he does, hell, more than likely stay with Angel.
They could share bunk beds.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Gil, we don't have Fuck the Radio up on here. We have Fuck the World, Fuck the Industry, Can We Fuck Tonight by Mindshot, Fuck the Club.
What's up at DJ Clay mixtape?
Oh, then I gotta upload it.
It's off of what? Book of the Wicked 2?
Oh, then I got, like I said, I gotta upload it then. I might be able to upload two things at once. We'll find
out. He's pushing the limits tonight.
Yeah.
Push it to the limit.
Push it to the limit.
The limit. Limit. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't think that's a fucking song.
Yeah,
the one from the earphone, that was in Scarface, yeah.
The original. Scarface. Man, I'm talking about the original song, man.
Yeah. The one by fucking, that was his name. The dude from fucking High School Musical.
What? No. No.
Nah.
New song.
I definitely gotta get my head in the game.
See, even Angel knows what the hell that is.
I watch it every now and then when I'm freaking bored. What the hell?
He's over there, man. He's learning the moves and everything.
He probably is. I don't dance.
He's like, soaring.
Oh, bud.
What the hell's Little Wise about to smash down with peanut butter triple double trails?
The fuck are you?
Dot.
Oreos.
What about Oreos?
Little White.
Stop fucking the Oreos.
What about Little White and Oreos?
Man, I don't have Book of the Wicked part in chapter 2 up on here.
Well, why the hell not?
I got chapter 1.
You're failing. You're failing me miserably. Why don't you just go get that song then?
That's what I'm doing. Let's see.
What, is the other song uploaded?
Yes, yes it is.
Why don't you just play that?
Alright, here we go. Gutter Killer with Headbangers.
Ill, canis for anus, grip still, blood on that terrace feels real, impression. codeine, but I told me the young gon' need a army to stop me. My thorn needle just told me to tell us to ever do it. Fuck bomb weed with calm seat up a mom meter. Short bus kid with the long heater. I'm all ring, I'm five finger death on farm reader. Yeah. This way sound like when a new kid, new kid. This way sound like when I fucking drive. Bomb, you keep thinking that you're too slick, too slick. Quit right, you ain't gon' do shit. This way sound like when a new kid, new kid. This way sound like when I fucking drive. Bomb, you keep thinking that you're too slick, too slick. Quit right, you ain't gon' do shit. If a label don't sign me, gon' be some major blood loss. Up in that office, holding Rich Morales hostage with knives to his neck, plus my nines in the fist. Screaming, sign me on the dotted line while snipping lines off his chest. Meet my demands, so I'm chopping off your feet and your hands. Don't cease, man, you score weak and expand. You bleed through those bands. All I need is a reason, glove, gun, some mask, and tape. For you thinking I'm pussy, pussy, that's your last mistake. Best act like you heard of me, breaking burgundy, your vertebrae just burn. I lay a motherfucker right down, not being concerned with me. It just occurred to me, yeah, you certainly gonna wanna murder me. But currently, you all gurgly, stuffed in the trunk of that murder. Pop the hood, snap the surface, and strangle you with it immersively. Until you start convulsing and foaming and the nerves are free. Cause once I get disorder forming, demo boxes and claw formed. And word is born when a corpse is warm. Holes in your lid like a porpoise is born. This way sound like when a new kid, new kid. This way sound like when I fucking drive. Bone, you keep thinking that you're too slick, too slick. Quit fighting, you ain't gon' do shit. This way sound like when a new kid, new kid. This way sound like when I fucking drive. Quick, right, you ain't gon' do shit. Gotta do him dusty on the third verse. A puss boy thirsty is the worst thirst. Especially you, all you busters, the blood of Del. Truth is, you motherfuckers wouldn't be shit without me. I'm a madman, mad scientist with an iron fist. Defiant sleeping giant with a giant list to prove I exist. I am a skit, worse than Linux on some belly-ish. Pipes don't make your belly squish, stomping on your jellyfish. Stupid rappers, trying your hardest to be an artist. To impress some bitch, trying the hardest to be a goddess. But bitches are shicey, homie, I'm not being modest. So let me be brutally honest, most you pussies are garbage. Carnage, slap yourself, you retarded, that's my throne. Plus I'm home, got the cyclone in any time zone. Fuck you pitiful, you pitiful partner. Plus you still a hater, Gallagher, any one of you challenges. Zilla the Widowmaker. This way sound like when a new kid, new kid. This way sound like when I fucking drive. Bone, you keep thinking that you're too slick, too slick. Quit fighting, you ain't gon' do shit. This way sound like when a new kid, new kid. This way sound like when I fucking drive. Bone, you keep thinking that you're too slick, too slick.
What happened is at about 10:30 this morning, he went into a building, an office building, with the intent to contact some individuals. Some type of an altercation ensued in which he shot several people in that office. If there are any other victims that this individual may have pointed a gun at, we just don't know. It doesn't appear at this point that it was a random act. It appears that he came here for a purpose. That individual is still outstanding and we're looking for him.
And we're back. What you guys think of that track?
Now that I like.
Yes, Angel loves it.
Well, Gil, what did you think of that?
It was a good song from what I could hear of it.
Well, up next, Gil G's track. Fuck the radio.
Fuck the radio.
Of the brain, I'm thinking that if I hear it again, I feel pain. Somebody tell these motherfuckers what they playing is whack. You can't tell me what to bump, it ain't no hit. In fact, that's a miss.
That's a miss.
I only did because of this. Hand me what you bumping, cause I wanna take a piss. Calling motherfuckers out, but the funny thing is, the radio is gone like cassettes and zip discs.
Oh.
I run up in your boots and burn that bitch down and be like, how you gonna play that bullshit now? It make my ears hurt, so tune this in, yo. Request up these nuts and serve them to your chin, ho. Oh, no, don't be scurry. Switch CDs in a hurry so I don't feel like I'm sick. I wish that the radio wasn't a bitch, but you probably censor me when I say fuck your playlist anyway.
Caller number one, you're on the line.
Beat it back, bitch.
my cocksicle, fake ass, fickle ass fools. You phonies with no freedom, you don't break rules. Look at us, won't stop, won't go pop, won't flop. Not whining in rock or hip hop. Don't need no singles or 3 month jingles. And still we move more copies than Kinko's. So tell your program director to lick my clowny scrotum. Don't play a shit, bitch, and tell him I told them. I hate you DJs, I hate fake laughing at your stale jokes. Standards from the 50s on my rich old folks. You're so shitty and weak, we don't need your power. The hatchet broadcast louder than your tower. Me and Bones transmitting from the underground, where the uncut organic real talent is found.
Calling number one, you're on the line.
Paris Hilton coming right up.
Fuck you, I hate you.
We're gonna get into some bullshit on Bullshit 95.
Fuck the radio. Fuck the radio.
Nothing wild ever happens here. We're censored on the edge.
Fuck the radio.
Fuck you, I hate
we
you.
We only play what's on the list. We'll get fired for even thinking about playing something
it's
cool.
Pussy shit all day long. No adventure. No originality. No freshness ever. Puke 102. We stay shitty for you.
Hey, we're back.
Where's that? It can only be one way. Down!
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, don't sound so excited, motherfucker. Before I have fucking Brett the Hitman Hart knock you out like he did Sandow.
You mean he knocked himself out?
Yes, JBL, he knocked himself out. And they had fucking horrible matches. And again, and yet again, they gave us a match from SmackDown. What the fuck?
And why the hell do they keep having Dolph Ziggler versus Alberto Del Rio, and then they're trying to make him for the number one contender for the U.S. title when they're both going to be fighting for the Intercontinental Championship in a couple weeks?
Yeah, right?
Like, what?
And why do we have to keep seeing the Usos versus the Wyatts?
Who won that?
I think it was the Usos. Again.
What else happened in the first hour?
Roman Reigns and Kane were fighting.
Yeah, I saw that when they showed that again.
Honestly, nothing really too impressive happened in the first hour. Just that.
I tuned in and it was Randy Orton versus Dean Ambrose.
Again.
And then it went into a commercial break. I left and I came back and it was still Randy Orton versus Dean Ambrose.
And then, right, it, was
just, and then it was just shitty match after shitty match. I'm like, God damn.
I got what you have to match it. Something like whatever going on Facebook.
And then it became Paige and AJ. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right? Like, damn.
Like, what is that?
That's the perfect match.
Like, I really didn't think that was going to be the tag team.
Yeah, right? Team, nice ass.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? That's one hell of a
wait,
tag
wait, but,
team.
Wait.
And they're both fucking on.
Wait, the best thing about the entire night was they had Jericho there, but yet they still ripped off of fucking Jericho.
What?
The okay, what I'm saying is, at the start of fucking Raw, they had the hashtag, Raw is Roman.
Okay.
But yeah, you got Jericho there, that was supposed to be, but Jericho's always saying, Raw is Jericho. So even with Jericho there, they still ripped off Jericho with his own line. While he's there.
I thought it was funny whenever Bray Wyatt was ripping off Chris Jericho when he was talking to him. Never, ever.
Yeah, but you know, I was just waiting for fucking Bray Wyatt to put in again.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. And then they did the whole cutscene for the Wyatts to come out, and somebody fucked that up.
Man, how about the fact that fucking Michael Cole fucked up in the start of Raw?
Well, he also fucked up when he was trying to say plastic surgeon, too.
Well, yeah.
What did he say, face surgeon or some shit?
Yeah, but nah, man, look, like they had fucking RVD versus Rusev. And RVD was going to the top for the fucking frog splash. And Michael Cole said it was Rusev going for the fucking five-star frog splash.
Damn, you can't even see say
that.
It.
I don't want to see him do a five-star frog splash, I'm about to say.
So did RVD lose then?
Yes.
Of course. Does that dude want a match since he come back?
I mean, I think the only matches he's actually won are like, you know, the number one contender matches for the Intercontinental Champion. And then
wow,
he lost.
Which meant nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, who do you think will win this fight? Dean versus Bray?
Wait, what?
Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt.
Then we already
Bray Wyatt, of course, motherfucker.
We already saw that with the battles of the Shield and the Wyatts, man.
Yeah,
one-on-one.
So now all of a sudden it's some big change because they're by themselves.
Yeah,
like how
Seth Rollins
was all like, "Yeah, blah blah blah," and Cena's like, "This is where the big boys play," or whatever the fuck he was saying. Some shit like shit's changed. Like he's never fought Seth Rollins before.
But I don't know what the fuck they were. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
And then, what the hell are they thinking having Roman Reigns saving John Cena every week? What the hell is that?
No. What was that gay shit with fucking Cena and fucking Roman trying to hold hands?
That's what I'm saying. Why does he got to come down and save him every week?
Right.
They came down every week for months and powerbombed them and shit.
Yeah, and plus, is it Roman Reigns in the fucking Fatal 4-Way at fucking Battleground?
Yeah. Well, why can he attack everybody but him?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he held up Cena's hand, and everybody booed.
Yeah, and then Cena held up his hand, and everybody cheered.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Make up your damn like this, like make up your damn mind. You have one more cheer, I'm one more cheer. Seriously. I already don't like
both.
You don't like who?
Cena's overrated. I kind of like not Seth Rollins, not Dean Ambrose, Roman.
Jeez, man. Third time's a try. That's good. Yeah, well, I don't even know what I'm saying. Third time's a try. There you go. What the fuck is that? Third time's a charm.
Oh, bud. Man, all I know is we better not see fucking Orton versus Ambrose again on fucking SmackDown.
You're going to see Roman Reigns versus Rusev.
Was Bo Dallas in this year? Yeah, was Bo Dallas or no? Was there or no?
Yes, Bo Dallas was in a match.
I wasn't paying attention. That's the reason why I was asking.
He fought a midget.
Yeah, and he beat the midget.
And then he ran him over with his belly flop.
Oh, shit, Monday Night War is on the network.
Oh, duh, we know this already. You know, we have the network.
I kind of thought they were going to have a backstage pass, but no. Yeah, what's up with this shit? Why they got another fucking free trial again?
I don't know.
Like, motherfucker, pay for that shit, man.
All you gotta do is put your email in.
Motherfuckers, man. And then now they're gonna have this special lineup just because it's a free week.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, these motherfuckers should just pay like we do. Yes, I understood the free, trial when it was new. It ain't new anymore.
Yeah, man, it's been out for months now.
Yeah.
Like, they gave out the free trial once, and then it was over, and now they're doing it again. What are you doing?
I guess they really want people to check out the WWE Network and stop buying the DVDs.
Well, pretty soon they're going to start putting those DVDs on there.
Yeah. Even though I think half of them are already up on there. Like all the pay-per-views are there.
Well, I mean, like the other DVDs and shit.
Well, I'm guessing WWE doesn't really want to make money on WWEshop.com anymore.
Man, they ain't making no money there either, man, because they overcharge on every fucking thing over there.
Well, what's next? They're going to put every movie ever WWE ever made?
What the hell did you just say?
I'm talking about like the deal with like the Condemned and shit like that, the Marines. What, they're going to put it on the network too?
Nobody
wants to watch the Marine, any of them.
I said the Condemned.
Condemned was a good movie, yes.
Yes, but it doesn't need to be up on the WWE Network.
Well, I mean, it is going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin, what, Friday?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Something around there.
Then they got Main Event, whatever the hell that shit is, on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday Main Event, old school shit.
Is that even really necessary?
I don't think so, but...
I don't know, whatever's best for business.
They're going to have a Main Event today.
I
have that on Saturday.
I don't get this fuck logic.
They're gonna have a title match on Main Event.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be in that? Ain't it gonna be the same fucking matchup? It was just Friday.
Yeah. Sheamus versus fucking Del Rio.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, man, somebody made a picture about that, too. Like, it's very American to watch two un-Americans battle for the U.S. title on Independence Day.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are they thinking with that shit?
They're not, man.
They don't give a fuck, Dad. Whatever makes them money.
And why the hell is Scarlett Johansson like a superhero now? What is this?
I don't know.
I mean, she's hot and everything. Somebody shoved a bag of drugs in her, but like, what the hell is this?
Man, they ain't thinking whatsoever.
Well, I guess since she played, what was that, Black Widow? No, she gotta do these weird movies.
Yeah, I guess so. They just don't know what the fuck they're doing.
So there you have it. Bo Dallas is 15-0.
That's a illusion.
Excuse me, sir, but I don't believe you.
Come to the dark side, Angel, okay?
I can't help it. I like hoodoo.
Wait, did you say like hulu or hoodoo?
Big hoodoo. Yeah, I can't help it. I like big hoodoo.
I could have sworn you said hulu. but let's see. Well, I guess since he's humming it, here you go, dark side.
300,000 dead. More than a quarter of a million people. Dead. Like that. And the rest, they're gonna suffer.
My reflection stays more in the mirror every day. Dark clouds in the sky feel like they're pulling me away. Daydreaming, but I'm leaning like my body's in a coma. Kush, wake me out my sleep, cause I'm weak from the aroma. Let me slip into your ear and take a trip with all my listeners into a new dimension with a hoodoo practitioner. This is the story about the evil that never dies. When worlds collide, my soul just ride from the dark side.
Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
I'm gone off dust in the desert by the fire. Smoking Bob Marley, trying to talk to Richard Pryor. Speaking in tongues, but the souls hear me clearly. When I finish chanting, you can see him standing near me. Riding with the dead like I'm driving in a hearse. You wanna ride with us? We gotta kill you first. Black magic hour, getting better with my power. Look the wraith in the eye so you don't die like a coward. Shadows coming at you all around out the darkness. Sinister intentions, dead henchmen are heartless. You see flashes of the bad shit you did in life. The more you watch, the more you fade away from the light. Now it's void of all color, you caught in between. Where the wind never stops and all you hear is screams. You can't get away, ask anyone that's tried. Your soul is now forever lost in the dark side.
Can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion?
Lost in the dark side.
This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
Handful of black magic, I throw some. If a crumb land on you, watch you go numb. Detroit City, where the real killers come from. Fuck with us, we leave you on the steering wheel slump. With your brains oozing out both of your eye sockets. Run your pockets, stomp your girlfriend unconscious. I'm with the monsters because they know that I'm a beast. Starving like I never ate, now it's time to feast. If you were late, then for you, this is your release. Big hoodoo or call me Jake. Dole doubler, a hustler from 7 Mile. I'm psychopathic, now we dominate the underground. And I don't fuck around, I'm holding my position down. When I roll through your town, we gon' smoke a pound. Drink the potion out the skull, my life is fried. I don't give a fuck, cause I'm in love with the dark side.
Can you blow your magic all over me and take me from this life of confusion? This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
And we're back.
It's totally radical, dude.
Catch you on the flip side.
Great. Now we're back in the fucking 70s.
Total power!
No, Mikey.
Oh, you saw that one special that they made a couple of years ago. You seen that movie yet?
What?
You mean the, you know, 3D one that was absolutely retarded?
No, I'm not talking about that one.
Which way does that
old school version meets the new school version of Turtles? Turtle Rubber?
What?
It was on Nickelodeon. Turtles Forever.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was the one. That was like the fucking 3D one, motherfucker.
No, there she has Turtle Forever. You got the original Turtles from back in the day when they were real childish, and you got the serious Turtles.
Wait, the serious Turtles?
Okay, yeah.
Like you got two different generations of Turtles teaming up together from different multiverses.
Okay, yeah, I see that one then, yeah.
Not, okay, you know what I'm talking about, okay. Thank God.
Although they could have made it better. And now they got the fucking new one on Nickelodeon.
That one I'm not into.
But no, but it's funny how they how perverted they've made that fucking Turtles into. Because you got fucking April O'Neil, who's like fucking 16 in it. You got Donatello fucking literally always either staring at her ass or staring at her tits. Like, holy shit, they made the Turtles perverted as fuck. And the only thing fucking Donatello gave me to think about is getting in her pants.
Well, they're trying to just stick with the original storyline or what?
What? Man, there is no original storyline with the new one.
It's never
come
got
on.
Into the new Turtles. Never did. I saw it once or twice. Never got into it.
I mean, come on. Every single time they try and recreate the cartoon, they give us a whole new storyline.
Chill, chill, boo, chill, chill. The best ones I like when they actually were serious and they actually murked the hell out of Shredder.
They were serious.
Yeah, more serious. I mean, more adult. They're more adult and more serious. They weren't childish. When she was an alien.
Yeah, that would be the one from 2003.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. From Murray.
I'm sorry, but the best one of them all is the original from 87. And if you have not seen the original Turtles, man, you fucking missing out.
They're funny as hell, though. They are funny.
even in that one, they weren't. You still have Michelangelo, who was still the fucking jokester of the group.
The original series, even Shredder wasn't even that built.
The original series was more based off the original comic books.
I don't know, the black and white one. It was more bloody. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Yep.
And they only animated that little black and white one one time. They only animated it once. And that was in that one movie.
I think we're killing Ghetto G with our nerdiness.
Ghetto, come out and play.
Cowabunga. What?
apparently he doesn't want to play with you, Ghetto.
Since I talked about Samantha, he just shuts up.
You guys are putting me to sleep.
Damn.
No, my Ninja Turtles are better. No, my Ninja Turtles are better.
Oh, man.
Well, if we talk about tits and ass, he'd be wide awake.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up on Ninja Turtles, too. I like Ninja Turtles just as much as you, but I don't know.
Yeah, at least I ain't eating. Hey, I'm going to change the subject. At least I'm not eating rice and beans tonight.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. There's a start.
Shockingly enough, he's actually eating American food. Hamburgers.
He was eating that the other day.
Yeah, but shockingly enough, he was eating it tonight.
Sure, I got four of those in the microwave. Four of them.
Man, he had four of them on 4th of July, too.
Yeah, I ate six on the 4th.
Okay, he had six.
Well, who can resist a good burger, though? No joke.
I'm just saying, we were talking about guess what's something new, but we had this conversation already.
Oh, this is what we have.
Dude, that's what happened tomorrow night, too. Burgers.
Jeez, now he's stuck on burgers.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's like he gets one food and then he has to eat it for like a month. Just that one food.
Not like a month. Hey, I bought myself one of those boxes. What's that called? Thing with 30 or 16 in them? Yeah.
So you're only allowed to buy one food a month?
No. It's summertime. That's what people eat. And
he's like,
Havoc,
all right,
I'm surprised
this
you,
month.
Yo, Havoc, I'm surprised you eat sushi.
What the hell did you just say?
Yeah, well, you know what? Sushi's actually pretty good.
I think I told you that before.
No, I've had sushi before, motherfucker.
Oh. Well, I love sushi, too. I can eat that son of a bitch nonstop.
But, okay, you know what? Here's a new challenge for you. Eat more than one food a month.
I don't eat more than one food. Hey, it's summertime. I eat less. I eat more during the wintertime.
He's like, it's summertime, man. I got to get fattened up right now.
Yeah. Put it wintertime. Because, you know, because it gets so cold in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, it's almost winter. It's time to hibernate.
Yeah, hibernate at the beach.
Yeah, right. Like, seriously, I don't understand it at all. With fucking between Puerto Rico and fucking Florida, you know. Apparently, you know, during the winter, down in Florida, they're fucking rocking hoodies. Motherfucker shit. If we were down there,
I know you rocking shorts. I understand you with that, but wow. You know, it was one time in Florida, I'm about to say, why the fuck you wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, but come on. You're in Florida. You don't get that hot, or you don't get that cold, you get... Seriously, like... And then, of course, you get motherfucking Angel here, who, you know, it's summer. He lives in Puerto Rico, yet he complains about the heat.
Yeah, you should be used to it.
Exactly.
You know, kind of like living here, man. People still complain about all the snow that we get.
Exactly. Even though we should be used to it by now.
Yeah.
Well, no joke. Some of this weather's freaking bipolar.
What? Did you say you're bipolar?
The weather's bipolar. Can't stand this shit.
Your weather's bipolar. Really?
Weather's bipolar.
But, and there again. In winter, down in Florida, you got people complaining that it's cold down there. Motherfucker, you in Florida. It don't get cold.
What is going on right now?
Nah, don't ask me. I don't know.
He's still,
nah, but I'm
still
just saying, I'm just saying, man. Like the fact that, you know, I know at least two people down in Florida who complain about it being cold in the winter.
Well, why don't you ask Victoria, man? She used to live there. She'll tell you if you got cold or not.
Yeah, and then I had to, that made me have to sit there and read a whole fucking story. No, thank you.
Damn. What I want to know is why people would get blocked from liking things on Facebook. How does that even happen?
I don't know. Who the fuck got blocked?
She's always sitting there for the past couple of days complaining that she's blocked from liking things. But, like, how do you get blocked from liking things?
I don't know.
It's usually things that you post that you get blocked for.
Yeah. Or you get blocked, or you get thrown in a Facebook jail. You can't add people. But liking?
Yeah, liking a million things, not so much.
What the fuck is she thinking?
Because the past couple of days she's been blocked from liking things. And I just wanted to know how that happened.
I don't know. It's no fun.
You get a little buck for every little thing on Facebook nowadays.
Yeah.
That's why I watch what I do.
That website I tried to send to Havoc, Facebook told me no.
Yeah, I know. I had to fucking Google it. Just get the right fucking site for it.
I sent it to you, motherfucker. Except spaced
yeah.
out.
Except it wasn't .com.
Yeah, it was, man. I pulled it up off of Google. It was .com.
Now for me, it came up something different. It was like pages that exist, and I had to type in. VOIs and brought me to .co, not instead of .com.
.co, really? What the fuck is that?
Don't ask. I already don't know.
See, it was just that or something. I just figured it was .com.
Yeah, no, it was VOs. Or views.co/.
Apparently it was a real site because Facebook was like, no, you can't send this.
I hate it when it does that, though. I hate it when it does that.
Like, who are they to tell me I can't send out a free movie site?
Yeah, right?
So, like, I was sending out a porn link or something. Or telling people to go check out Twitter. Like, what the hell?
Twitter they're allowed, but other shit they don't. Talk about freedom
fuck
of fucking
Facebook.
Speech. You can have, yeah, I'm looking at it, it's like you're allowed to do whatever you want on your Facebook for a certain point. But yet, links, depends what is it, you can't go through. But yet, pictures go through easy. And then it went silent.
Victoria, why can't you spell donuts right, you dumb fuck? God damn it, Gay Chewbacca, go away.
Please, no mating calls while you're on the phone.
And there goes a retarded version of Chewbacca again.
Oh, great.
I thought we got rid of him.
I swear, if his hysteria shows up because of you, I'm going to stab you.
What?
You know, but it's funny how fucking Toya Ann complains about shit up on Facebook. What the fuck? Why
she
is
does, Havoc.
Why is Dunkin' Donuts trying to add me? Toya, why can't you spell donuts correctly?
Funny thing about that is, she used to work there.
I believe it.
No, and she can't spell it.
Yeah. And she put D-O-U-G. Then no.
I don't fucking know.
What the fuck are they thinking? Yeah, but apparently fucking Victoria's not the only one who's blocked from fucking liking stuff now.
Who else is blocked?
Her friend, Pizzeria.
Pizzeria?
Who gives a shit?
Pizzeria Wilson, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah, whenever she pointed out that Victoria's boobs were pointing out one time, or showing a lot in her picture and shit, and I said that I didn't even notice that until she said something, and she called me a liar. She's like, this guy's lying, and then I put, this girl doesn't know what she's talking about, or some shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, that just seems annoying.
Well, probably. I mean, she does have a kid, and she likes country music.
Well, yeah, no, she's definitely annoying. Rule number one. Never go for a chick with kids.
And this is why I keep my mouth shut.
Because of the film effect?
Why, you got kids?
No.
Let me guess. You dated nothing but chicks with kids.
Let's just say I'm into cougars. That's all I'm saying.
So that's a yes.
Angel, you realize cougars can also be women that don't have kids too, right, you motherfucker?
Uh-huh. Huh? What? Who?
What you're thinking about is a fucking MILF, not a cougar.
Uh-oh.
Like, really?
I shut up now.
I'm in the cougars. But secretly, I'm in the MILFs. They have kids.
Maybe he met the animal.
Knowing him, he probably did fucking Tarzan.
Oh, whatever.
You know, gentlemen, I still gotta say, it was still fucking perfect how, you know, we were talking about Angel and fucking monkeys, and all of a sudden that monkey came on TV.
Man, next thing we know, that Gorilla Tape commercial's gonna come on.
And it just might.
See the gorilla knock the guy over.
And of course, the guy being knocked over is Angel.
That'd be really funny if he was just outside doing something and a gorilla ran him over.
Yeah, right?
He'd be like, what the fuck was that? The poor guy!
Oh,
the hell, gracious. Wow, that's... Where do people come up with these fucking memes? Wow.
You tell me, Mr. Master of them.
Now, Angel, I want to know something, man. Exactly who are you a personal bodyguard for? Because your work status is on Facebook is personal bodyguard. Who the fuck are you, like, who the fuck do you bodyguard?
I do it for wrestling. Do it for a wrestling promotion. It's more like a gimmick.
So you're like the fat version of fucking Big Boss Man.
Yeah, but I actually got the hand for it, though.
You got the what? The hand?
Yeah, he really has the hands of a bodyguard, apparently.
What? What does that mean?
I do MMA. I do kickboxing and boxing.
Okay.
I have a license.
And all we ever do is see you on fucking Facebook.
Yeah, what the hell?
He does MMA wrestling and bodyguarding, but yeah, he's always on Facebook.
Yeah, motherfucker, get in the cage. Get off of Facebook.
Get in the cage, okay.
He was very willing to do that. Why is that?
You know, never catch an animal.
So now you're an animal. What the hell is this? Is this bully beatdown now? Step in a cage with our professional angel. If you can last three rounds, you can own his Facebook group.
I would not give that shit up by the fight.
See, then you at least have something to actually fight for when you're in there.
Oh, no. Get old. All you gotta do is, you know, dangle like a bowl of fucking rice and beans.
Fuck you, whatever, dude. Whatever, fuck you.
Go get him a nice trough full of rice and beans.
made the best Puerto Rican run.
Well, now we gotta find another Puerto Rican.
Let's see, we'll get Diego.
Yeah, speaking of which, where was the other one at?
Apparently he's out injured.
From what? What the fuck does he do?
I have no idea.
They don't ever wrestle or anything.
Yeah, it's always the fucking bull that's fucking wrestling.
Yeah, what the hell? Now they're giving that fucking bull a push.
Man, that bull's gonna get a bigger push than they ever will.
Yeah, just to lose the Bo Dallas.
Yeah, right.
That's bullshit. Seriously. I mean, they definitely need to give him bully a push.
Yeah, here we go. On June 23rd, WWE.com reported that Fernando was injured at a live event.
Yeah, where the fuck was that?
I don't know.
In his mind.
And that's where those two are just going to end up like fucking Cara and Rey Mysterio. Always getting injured.
Don't they understand nobody likes them? You know, kind of like how Adam Rose completely failed and he's about to go back down to NXT.
Yeah, right.
So go ahead and be a rosebud all you want. He still fucking failed.
Yeah, man, you know, like I said, they should have kept him on it. They should have kept him as Leo Kruger and brought him as Leo Kruger.
That's probably what they're going to do. Instead of down there, give him that gimmick back and then bring him back up.
That'd probably be the smart move. Either that, or he'll end up on the unemployment list, along with Brodus Clay and all those other motherfuckers that were fired, including number three.
Do we always got to include the referee?
Sure, why not? How the fuck did my DVD just, you know, stop playing? The hell?
So you guys are going to the gathering this year or not?
Nope.
Nope.
Same.
I'm going to Puerto Rico.
I'm staying in Connecticut.
Of course you are.
Hey, I don't know if you'd be able to handle our Puerto Rican women. That's the thing.
And we have Puerto Rican women up here, too.
What about handling Puerto Rican women?
Apparently he's saying we can't handle Puerto Rican women.
I guess we're just going to have to find out.
Let's see. Yep, here we go. Fernando suffered an injury to his leg at a WWE house show.
Yeah, by walking to the ring.
Yeah, he has a significant sprain to his left ankle.
Oh.
As well as a sprain of one of the ligaments of the knee.
Still not quite sure how people get injured if they never do anything.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Let's see. Santino's gone. Thank God for that. Fernando's injured like Rey Mysterio always does. And Sin Cara. Fucking Fandango is cheating on Layla with Summer Rae.
But really, they're cheating on him with each other?
And they probably are.
So speaking of which, who's going to be the number one contender for the women's title on NXT? Summer Rae or Bayley?
I don't know. That's a good question. There we go. They should have fucking. They're gonna probably have Diego beat fucking Bo Dallas.
That would be fucking gay.
As it says here, well, I'm more chances, let's see. On the first SmackDown of 2013, Primo was on a 20-match losing streak, and Epico was at 17. On the January 9th NXT, Primo and Epico broke the losing streak with a win over Bo Dallas and Michael McGillicuddy. Their first win in months.
I see.
Oh, yeah, so maybe they'll have Diego. I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe you can put a fucking old house in an actual match with somebody that will actually whoop his ass. Like, Rusev. Bray Wyatt.
Well, then you're going to have to bring somebody up to whoop fucking Rusev's ass.
Yeah, but who the fuck they got for that?
They could bring up Cassidy.
Yeah, they can bring him up. Or bring back fucking Mason Ryan.
Face it, man. That guy ain't coming back, man.
Yeah, but I swear that the only time we see him now in NXT is in Battle Royal to say Big Show and Mark Henry.
Well, when's the last time they had a Battle Royal?
It was a while ago. They had a better world to determine the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship against Adrian Neville. That was about it.
Damn, any soap show could be the next Melina.
The fuck? What, Melina?
Any social?
What did I what again? We'll try one more time.
Her name is Annie Social. I think she could be the next Melina.
Annie Social?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
A wrestler.
and get it straight, motherfucker. There ain't nobody out there that can be the next Melina. Just like there's no one out there that can actually replace Kelly Kelly.
Well, they could try. With Alexa. Alexa Bliss.
What the fuck's an Alexa?
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, man. Yeah, while they're at it, bring fucking Becky Lynch to the main roster.
Man, she needs to wrestle better or something.
Man, let's face it. You just don't like the jig that she does.
If she's gonna do that, WWE is gonna love her. But I fucking hate stupid shit like it. Her, Emma, fucking Brodus Clay.
Oh, man.
Shit, the only time it was all right to dance was with Too Cool.
Yeah. And then back that ass up with Rikishi.
Like, after that point, man, it was just ridiculous.
Or they could bring Bailey up into the main roster.
Well, first they're going to bring up Sasha Banks and Charlotte.
Yeah, no, they don't need to do that with Charlotte. They can leave Charlotte there.
Since they broke up now.
Yeah, so they don't need Charlotte. Charlotte can go away.
Yeah, that manly bitch.
Yeah, she needs a face surgeon, as Michael Cole would say.
That ain't even going to help.
Well, there again, I have a feeling that if they were to bring Bailey up, more than likely she probably wouldn't even do anything in the match except trying to hug everybody, the referee, Trinity King Lawler. She'd probably try to find something. She'd probably, for some reason, try to hug fucking Michael Cole.
Could you just imagine seeing them stupid fucking balloon things flapping there when she's coming out?
Man, we both know fucking JBL will find some way to fucking hate that.
You're like, I fucking hate that. Hashtag pop this balloon.
Oh, man, it would definitely happen.
He really hated that damn rabbit.
Hell yeah. Man, he still hates that rabbit. Oh, man, it's like, no. But yeah, no, man, they do something better. I mean, they definitely need more divas.
Well, if they're actually going to do something with them, yeah.
Like I said, you know, bring up fucking Becky Lynch. Bring up Bailey. Bring up Sasha Banks. Throw out.
They're already planning the one, at least.
Yeah. Throw out Charlotte. And, like, into the fucking gutter.
Well, I'm sure they're not going to bring her up until, you know, after they let her be the champion for a while.
Oh, I'd say bring back fucking Kendall Sky and Veronica Lane, but they're both out injured.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kendall Sky has a broken wrist, and Veronica Lane has a leg injury.
It's all Angel's fault.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think he died.
Sorry if I went all silent. I'm here.
The fuck you go outside for?
I'm silent, not outside.
What?
I went silent.
Well, we kind of figured it since, you know, we weren't getting interrupted.
Yeah.
And that's why it went strong, because now he's eating rice and beans.
I still haven't eaten enough food yet.
He's over there chomping down on some hamburgers.
With baked beans.
No, he didn't say he had beans.
There again, you know, he didn't have any beans.
He doesn't have any beans.
I don't got any of those beans. No, I don't.
See?
Oh, man. Man, I'm surprised Gilgi hasn't gotten in on this comment about the status here up in Juggalo Family Chat.
What might that be?
Irma Robinson goes, I enjoy watching porn.
Well, just because I enjoy watching porn doesn't mean I want to talk to them about it. And I definitely don't want to sit there and talk to a bunch of old guys about it.
Oh, but that's just fucking nuts.
My shift is over until tomorrow. So I got nothing to worry about.
Your shift's over.
Is it payday yet? Yes, it is.
We're working on that little by little. Working on it.
Really? You're working on paying people? Really? Now look, man, here's this other chick, man. She's blocked from liking stuff. How the fuck does this happen?
I don't know. Hey, look at me, Gil. You're the dude, O'Shea Hooper. I watch porn to laugh at about how fake it is.
You always got some idiot. We know it's fake.
Let's see.
Damn, dude. Okay, I see what the hell he's talking about. Little White and Oreos, man. Man, Little White is a fat kid, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
How you know what I'm talking about? Now.
he got that triple double shit going on, man. He got some peanut butter and the original.
Now they catch on. Now they catch on.
Man, them Reese's peanut butter ones are bomb as fuck, though. Jeez, 271 comments on that.
Yeah. Wait, here we go. It gets better. Let's see. Marcus comes to go. Quitting push talk, homie. And then Jimmy Raven puts up a post and puts up a name saying, sorry I got Steven in your right hand. O'Shea Hooper, charming guy, show some respect.
Man, you got this fat ass. You got this fat ass girl like just fuck her in the ass raw. Now this has just turned into like a giant cyber conversation. What the fuck?
But that same post.
Yeah. Because this dude's talking to this chick, the chick's talking back, to, you know, all sexual and shit.
Stop it by night time and don't pay the damn. Once don't go shut down, it's gonna get more, you're gonna get more comments.
Then you got some random person. I like chicken.
Like, what the hell? Fucking random person. I like chicken.
And then they say, when I eat cookies, it tickles my butthole.
Oh, fuck.
You ain't fucking kidding. It just got sexual.
This was just to be who watches porn, and then it turned into, let's fuck. Giant-ass orgy in your group tonight, Angel. How do you feel about that?
I really don't know what to say. I'll let them have their fun. It's, like I said, I'm dead to hay soon anyway.
He's like,
yeah.
Fuck it, they'll be all blocked tomorrow.
But they probably will be.
I could delete that post in less than 3 seconds if I wanted. Just let them have their fun.
You should delete it just because then they'll have to start all over again. No, that would be fucking great.
I'll let them have their fun if not. Somebody's going to delete it. That's if it's still up. I'm surprised that shit would be still up until tomorrow. I'm really shocked as hell.
And on top of that, all the fucking letters in that conversation are ugly as fuck.
Is this dude really... Is his name really Harry Dix? Wow.
I think Angel should make me an admin so that way I can delete it. And then just make them all fucking start over again.
Yeah, the beauty in deleting things.
What the fuck am I reading right now, though?
Yeah, like, seriously.
I'm just
going
to do it. Fuck it. I'm just going to do it.
Notice how it's nothing but guys on this, though. And then, like, a few girls.
Yeah, and they're all ugly as fuck, too.
Should I, should I not?
Hey, do it!
Bye-bye.
He did it, too.
What happened?
He deleted the post.
Nice.
Oh, man. Now they gotta start all over again.
The devil made me do it. That's fucking awesome.
I blame it on Kimberly.
Oh, shit. Now, he has to start a whole new post.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Now somebody's going to bitch about it. Why did my thing get deleted?
I'm saying it's not my problem. I'll be asleep.
Yeah, Angel's asleep right now.
This is going to be fucking amazing. Just to see him start everything over. Probably a bitch at the same time.
That's what I want to see right now. The first person to complain about it.
Should I be surprised if they do, but then again, she just picked it at the 24/7. Right now, because all Joe she has in lockdown.
I got a gun to my fucking head. Delete him, too.
Yeah.
He's just clowning.
He ain't clowning nothing. Delete him.
Hey, that's Blunt Man. That's his real name, Ben Jones.
So?
He's just fucking around with him. But someone get her so freaking easy.
Look, even the nerdy duckies in here.
Hell yeah.
Does everybody love her in here, too?
I think Angel can give her
not so much. Only 8 comments.
I think Angel should get rid of this stupid memmy. Am I down with the clown? Bitch, please. I ain't Monopoly and shit out Connect 4.
Why do they got to get rid of that?
This is looking retarded. Let's see. Here we go. 3 minutes to go. Nick Miller. Any Lips want to talk sexual with me? Motherfucker, you just missed the entire conversation.
Yeah.
About porn.
Yeah, where the fuck
where
are you?
You?
Anybody want to kick, man, kick is fucking pointless. It's just like talking on Facebook.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, I'm seriously waiting for someone to, you know, to start bitching about the fact that that post got deleted.
The game.
You know, I think just for the hell of things, I think Angel should delete Hybrid's post.
Yeah, I agree.
Except Angel left us.
Nah, douchebag.
Yep. Well, I guess we'll end this shit off with that, and I'm gonna go watch fucking Turtles.
Alright, bye-bye.
Peace.